Okay, yeah, she's, okay, welcome to Happy Valley City Council work session. Today is Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. We will go over our regular agenda items in case there's any questions or concerns, and I do have one myself. Is there any questions on the work session minutes? Anything you guys run over if you're ready to go on this? Okay, on the resolution 1845 and 1846, you know, that's the work on the 129th project. And those IGAs are pretty standard that we have to do in order to get the work done. So did you guys, is there any questions? I'd like to move those to the consent. There's really, they're just a standard product.
I have no problem with that.
No problem.
Okay. And then 1847 will stay where it is. So Matt, you're not on consent. If that's
sorry.
Okay, we're going to still have you.
Oh, he's here. He wants to present.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm here. So we'll move those around. Anything else on the regular session that you want to talk about?
Yep. I'm going to have some questions about the, I don't have in front of me, the code updates or whatever that is.
You're talking about, the ordinance, the second reading?
Yeah, the second reading on 539, okay.
Anything that, that the staff needs to be reviewing from the last 2 weeks, is this the second reading?
No, I think that's, I don't have it in front of me, but the part about the not paying for permits about the street trees, I still don't think is clear.
Oh, you need some enhancement to it, maybe?
I still think it's too vague.
So
that's the fees.
Is that the fee?
That's on the fees.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that. So I'll have some. That.
Okay. So that's not a problem. All right, so anything else? Okay, so let's go back to our regular, our work session agenda items. And the first is potential future sewer reimbursement district. Mr. Tuck?
All right, thank you. Good evening. So the Holt Group has been installing a number of sewer lines out in East Happy Valley in conjunction with development, and they're looking to do future sewer line projects. A lot of these projects benefit more properties than their own. So they want to explore doing a reimbursement district, which is, reimbursement districts are quite common. Some call them latecomers, fees, that sort of thing. But currently West does not have the ability to allow reimbursement districts. So we've worked with West staff and come to an agreement, or a tentative agreement on an IGA, it'll need to come back to council, where the city could administer the reimbursement district for the district. They're currently looking at their codes and trying to update it, and potentially may have a reimbursement district option in the future, but at this point they don't. So we're well along our way in developing this IGA. I think we have agreement from West that it's good so far. And what we will have to do is amend our code a little bit to be clear that we have the ability to do this for sewer and storm lines. And then I'll turn it over to Mr. Walter to fill in any details.
Great. Mr. Walter.
Good evening, Michael Walter, Economic and Community Development Director. So Mr. Tuck's pretty much covered it, but in our suggested amendments to the Happy Valley Municipal Code, Chapter 3.08, we have some changes there that would facilitate the formation of a reimbursement district should these things come to be, and then when we have the agreed upon draft language of the intergovernmental agreement. And so, as Mr. Tuck is explaining, the developers, and particularly the Holt Group, have installed a fairly massive amount of infrastructure, right, as they're doing these developments, and including sanitary sewer. And the city has had reimbursement districts on the books in this Chapter 3.08 for many, many, many years. They're rarely utilized to date, but that's probably going to change because you have so much infrastructure being built by the private sector. So the council will see these in the coming years. These reimbursement districts will come forward when people submit applications, and then they have to, of course, be approved by the city council, if I remember correctly, and the city's engineer, Carol Earl, is heavily involved within the review of the reimbursement districts. So all this work has gone to facilitate this kind of in-between time of whether Wes eventually has sewer reimbursement districts, and if these things are supported in the work session this evening, then we would come back with a resolution on the city manager being able to sign the IGA, and we would come back with an ordinance for these code changes. Staff is certainly willing to answer any questions you might have.
Questions? Oh, and also, we received this letter, but we also received it via email, but if you haven't had a chance, make sure we
yep.
did that.
Letter from Mr. Robinson.
Correct. Councilor Drake?
So, who would approve, I mean, what is the process for approval then? So, the developer would submit a proposal for reimbursement district?
True. There's an application fee, a process.
Now, would that have to be approved by council, or would that be something that staff could approve on?
I would imagine the council.
Okay.
We can look it up real quick. I'm pretty sure it's the city council.
Yeah, so I imagine if you start getting a lot of these coming through, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to kind of to gauge how it goes. If there's, you know, multiple little ones, maybe we have a threshold, you know, if so many properties impacted, then it could be a staff level decision versus, you know, but I'm not sure. I would imagine it would be council to approve it.
Michael's looking that up. Councilor Sherman and then Council President.
Okay, just, I mean, really the more of a logistics question, like how does this actually work? So developer A builds the infrastructure, developer B or a builder comes in, they build something that's nearby, they're tying into the same infrastructure, you've created this district that over time, developer B is now paying their fair share of that, and that a portion or all of that is being routed back to offset the initial cost?
That's exactly.
Okay, and is that an indefinite situation? Does it?
It has a 10-year period, which can be followed by another 10 years. It's
okay, if it hasn't been built out or anything, then it would obviously extend that because there's a lot of capacity there.
If you come 20 years after the reimbursement district, you get it for free, so to speak.
Okay, any financial impact to the city that would be in something like this?
The reimbursement district has a fee. I can't tell you off the top of my head. It is the city council, just to confirm.
Okay.
And then we have an application fee that covers the staff cost. But
Right. It's not a money center, but there's not, I mean, we're not giving something up as a city ultimately to do this. There's not a
we collect the money and then remit it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Track.
Okay, Council President?
I don't have a question. I just would like to say that I'm in favor of this.
Okay. Anything else? Move forward? Okay, move it through.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next you'll see is an IGA and then the code amendments and then at some point an application from the whole group.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry to make you drive all the way here for that. But we're glad to see you.
Yes.
As always. Okay. So okay, Mr. Tuck, you're
yes. Vehicle registration fees. So for a number of years now, the county and C4 has been looking at different funding mechanisms for road maintenance and projects. And the most current conversation is about adopting a vehicle registration fee. So it sounds like the county's kind of leaning in that direction. There was discussion that it could fall maybe somewhere between $25 to $30 a year. And then there's statutorial requirements that 60% of that would be kept at the county, 40% would go to the cities. If they were to adopt a $25 vehicle registration fee, the city would collect around $315,000. If it was more at the higher end of $30, the city would collect about $375,000. There is discussion right now, a concept that was brought up of the county doing what's called a strategic investment fund, where they would take 10%, and I believe, and this is where we kind of got to watch how this goes and pay close attention, 10% of the county portion, put it into a strategic investment fund, and then do targeted improvements. I don't know if it would be a match program with the city or tied to road jurisdictional transfers. So there's a lot of kind of thoughts going around about that. The county hasn't landed on it. It's just kind of a concept that's out there. If this were come to be, I would recommend, and maybe this is going a little far, but something we should start thinking about, is that we would take those funds and either backfill the road maintenance, make sure that that program that you heard of a couple weeks ago is fully funded for street maintenance, and then anything left over allocate towards road safety programs, crosswalks, sidewalks, that sort of thing. But again, there are several steps that have to occur before we get there. That's really all I had for an update. I know Mark, Councilor Drake, you were at the last C4 meeting where they talked about this.
Right.
Councilor Drake?
Yeah, this has been going around, like Jason said, for some time. But the chair, Jim Bernard, really wants to push this through. And his concept is 10% of the county money being used to the strategic fund. But the sole purpose of that strategic fund is to bring roads up to city standards and then transfer the road into the city. So all the county roads in cities, and he said there's about 480 miles, I think, of that. So they would do that over time. They originally wanted to transfer some county roads into cities, and the cities pushed back and said, they're not up to our standard, we don't want to take over these broken down roads. So that's the whole purpose that Jim has in mind of the 10%. That's his sole reason for doing that. And it's not a bad thing. I mean, some cities would, you know, welcome going, yeah, we'd like to take over that road so we can maintain it and keep it cleaned up and all that kind of good stuff. Now, at the last meeting, though, subsequent conversations around C4 is that Paul Savas has introduced, and he may officially introduce this the next C4 meeting, he wants to take 20% of the money given to the cities and a higher percentage of the county money and put into a strategic road fund to do road projects. Most of the city people I've talked to are not in favor of that. And there's a lot of reasons, but the simplest reason is, before when we talked about that, Lori was there, we had this strategic fund that we're gonna put together with gasoline tax and VFR for the county, cities would contribute. But there's a whole process of how do you distribute that money, who gets the priorities. And so by Paul bringing this up and just saying, let's do this, without figuring out all those pieces, I don't think any of the cities are gonna be supportive. So what the county wants is the cities to support this VFR. They want a unanimous decision by C4 to support it. And I think all the cities that I've talked to are supportive of the county taking their 10% and doing this strategic road. No one's supportive of us giving up our money. So that's the latest, and we'll probably go through that way. And as far as the dollar amount, there's some people that have pushed for the maximum dollar amount, or as near to the maximum as you can go. Most people don't want to do that. The county, and Chair Bernard has expressed this in the meetings, he's concerned that if they go to the maximum, people in the community will rise up and put an initiative petition in and get it to go to a vote of the people. And so he wants to dial it back to some number that he feels the citizens would be acceptable. So that's kind of where things are at. But the direction I need is, one, are we going to support the VFR as stated? And then two, the dollar amount, I don't know that we want to come up with a specific dollar amount, but maybe agree and not the high end. So,
so comments?
I do have more information.
Okay, Mr. Trapp?
So I spoke with Dan Johnson, the director of Department of Transportation Development, last week, and he said they're not there yet to put it on a board meeting to get it approved and ask for city council support throughout the county. So I'm not sure that we're at a decision point at this time. I'm thinking that it's probably going to be a few months from now where it'll be more official. They'll be asking for city support.
Oh, that's surprising, because the last meeting we talked about they wanted to get, you know, take it back to your councils and get approval and do all that. So
yeah.
There's been some delay.
It sounds
okay. Well, there's a delay.
And you know, there could be a multiple levels of direction given. It could be council at this point saying, yeah, continue to work with the county and figure out what the options are, and we could get back to the county with that. And then later, when they come back and ask for full council support, and like they did last time, I'm not sure if they're gonna do it this time. Last time, when they said full council support, they mean like going out on the road show, doing presentations, carrying the torch for the county also, so they're not standing alone. It's a little different since it's a vehicle registration fee and they can just enact it.
Right.
But I would imagine they're gonna ask for our support.
Yes, they want, I mean, the chair has expressed that he wants all the cities, you know, certainly at C4 to stand up and say, yes, we support this vehicle registration fee. And I haven't heard anyone say they wouldn't support it at this point, but in those cities. Participation has been a little light this summer, mm-hmm. C4, so.
Okay, comments or questions? Councilor Gawley.
This being new to me, what's the methodology by which they collect this vehicle registration fee?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You mean how they collect it?
Yeah, how are residents in the county going to be paying for this? Who are they paying?
Probably the DMV.
How is it?
Yeah, probably.
So the Department of Transportation.
Yeah.
Department of Transportation.
Well, DMV.
It's a transfer.
Yeah.
Okay, and then as it stands right now, the county is saying that 10% for the strategic investment fund is purely out of their 60%.
Correct.
Okay.
That's what the chair is pushing.
Yeah, except for Commissioner Savas.
Savas, who's trying for something alternative.
Right.
And so at 5,588,000, talking about 500,000 a year, to go into a fund. I have some questions about that, but go ahead, that I'm thinking about. Councilor Sherman?
Yeah, just a clarification. So when we're talking about 10% of the county share, we're talking about 10%, not 10 percentage points, correct?
No,
10% of the money.
10% of the pool.
Of their 60%.
Of their 60%.
Right. Okay, correct. Gotcha. And same thing when you were talking about Commissioner Savas looking at 20% of the city portion, that same kind of thing. It's 20% of the 40%.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
About half.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, about half?
Half of the city portion.
Okay, so that's different. So that's 20 percentage points then. So that's actually half of the 40% would be going into that in his view. Okay.
Gotcha. And I need to clarify that with him. It's a good point because he said 20%.
Yep.
I would imagine that 40%.
Yeah.
Each city take their 20%.
And it takes their portion and gives 20% of that back.
And the money's distributed based on population. Which,
yeah, we see that.
Right, which
here.
I mean, we're looking at population table from July of 2017. So,
right.
Of course, in fact, the increase on a relative basis of Happy Valley's population relative to the rest of the county and cities is probably a bigger impact on us than the 25 versus 30 bucks.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of cities, you know, Gladstone, Milwaukee, and so forth, I mean, Milwaukee in like 5 years or 10 years grew like 500 people. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It definitely, and we have talked about that before, that they would need to use the latest figures from PSU to not, yeah, hanging out there.
Because even those 16 numbers are actually 15 numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
yeah.
delayed.
Right.
Right.
Anything, Council President? No. Yeah, I mean, obviously I would imagine that the reason they asked us to come back to council from C4 is to get started, because we all mm-hmm. have different meetings and go back, but I would imagine official process is probably going to be, when are they thinking of putting this on their docket? Because they don't want to go to the vote.
Right,
they want to just enact it, but do you know when that's?
Originally, I heard this fall they were trying to target it, but
right.
In my conversation with Dan Johnson last week, it seemed like they weren't quite there yet.
Yeah,
but
I wonder if they're waiting until after the election now.
Well, I would imagine. I don't know that. I haven't heard anything. But my question is about, you know, 500,000 a year collected to this investment fund. You know, because the argument has always been, well, we want to take the roads, and you want to give them to us, but we want them at a certain standard, and then determining mm-hmm. what that standard is, what it's going to cost. And then does that start to have to be did it? Because I would imagine if you start to push out roads to cities, then the cities are back to lobbying for who gets that pot in order to fix a certain road, and then there's going to be a whole other process. I doubt it's just, well, it's proportionate to what you put, you know, your amount that's, you know, like collected versus it's, you know what I'm saying? Because it seems like it could get quite controversial once again with that pot, because it's just one general pot for all the Clackamas County, and then to say.
And it, yeah, so is it a grant process, or is it a per capita distribution?
You know, it's like, you'll never get more than this much a year back if you apply for it every year, so then is it ever worth it to take the road?
Well.
It could be quite, just asking.
But part of the discussion has been, that's gone around the table, is that they've said the cities could even match or contribute.
Well, that's why Paul Savas suggests put a portion of it in yours away to have an actual dollar amount to get something done, and I would imagine that's where it's like, well, wait a minute, so.
But I mean, that's up to cities. You say, I want a road, they say, we got $100,000, it's $200,000 to fix it, would the city be willing to put in the other $100,000 as an example? But that hasn't.
It's their road, so.
I know, but it hasn't been.
They've liked.
Well, that's just been the discussion that's gone on.
What if the street strategic investment fund was actually for capital projects such as Sunrise Corridor?
Is it eligible for that? Is BRF eligible?
BRF has very limited restrictions on usage.
Compared to gas tax and all that.
But the problem is, it's such a small fund.
Right.
I mean, it's not much.
Yeah. But right-of-way acquisition, I mean, they're, which could benefit us if other cities are contributing their portion to, I mean, just.
But it's against process. Counselor Sherman?
Right, that, yeah, that was kind of my question with this, just so I make sure I can understand the numbers here. So we're talking about $500,000 that would be in a pot that somehow across the county would be used to improve roads, would be taken over by a city. That doesn't seem like, I mean, we've done paving projects here, that doesn't do, that's like a block, if that. So, and then if you take it to that next step, which is kind of the matching funds, then it's, if I understand this, it's our money that would be used, the city's money that would be used to go into pay the improvement, so that then it would come into the city and we would take that over, so it's something.
I'm sure there's gonna have to be some sort of method, you know, figuring it out, what's fair and reasonable in order to distribute those roads and so forth, but with all those details being out there, it really doesn't change our decision, because we're deciding if the philosophies were correct, right? Do we believe that a VRF is the best way to collect dollars from residents, whether they live in city or county, in order to fix the roads? Yes, we have a road problem, yes, we know that, you know, which one is it that we think, or do we just think, okay, enough's enough, and we figure it out, and, you know, that, because the details are.
Yep.
Well, we gotta fight for those as they move forward, but it's really the question of, are we supporting the Clackamas County Board to go out and ask our residents, because we're only looking at ours, for a vehicle registration fee to improve roads? Do we believe that that's true? That's kind of the, as we move forward, not to decide tonight, but that's the question we're asking, not how to do it. And well, unless in our own mind, it makes us easier to make that question, so.
So I guess I just have the question, tonight, what are we looking to do? It sounds like, I thought you were wanting to take something to.
Well, he was wanting an update.
That was my understanding, yeah.
But it sounds to me like it's more of just a discussion, this is what's going on.
We can't really make an official decision to move forward.
No.
No, it was just, generally, he wants to know if cities are supportive, so I take that message back to see for.
Well, that's hard to necessarily say if you're supportive or not supportive when you don't have the details.
Yeah.
Well, based on the detail.
Like I said, it's philosophical question.
Well, it's based on the detail that they're gonna do a VFR, whether actually the cities agree or not. I mean, he wants to push that agenda forward, is my understanding, and so, but we get money out of this, so it's not a bad deal. But I am surprised at that, because before they had a discussion, it reminded me that they wanted to do this before the election and before the start of next year, because it's always been that cycle that the legislature will do something, and that can impact the citizens saying, well, they're just raising the fees. So.
Well, the legislature did something already, so I'm not sure they'd be waiting for.
Well, but the new legislature coming in, so that's been, that was kind of the discussion, because then they wait for the legislature to do something, then if they do or don't, then they're back to that kind of cycle, so.
I can confirm, too.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best.
But it sounded like it was delayed a little bit.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that means November. The original dates I heard was October.
Right.
But I don't know what their schedule is for.
I mean, they were looking for support the last meeting, and then we said, we need to take it back to council.
But that was C4 meeting.
C4.
This is, he's, you're talking about the Board of County Commissioners listening to it.
Yeah.
So that's why they're, you know, it's one has a flow to the next, a flow to the next, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, any other comments?
And I'll confirm too, I mean, I'll ask around because it's kind of.
When's your next C4 meeting?
It's September, what's that, first weekend, 6th or 5th?
It would be 6th.
Six, yeah.
For sure, they're not seeing it in October, they're just kind of getting.
Yeah, that would be.
I mean, that's pushing it.
I mean, they have no opportunity to educate the public if they're gonna implement a $30 fee a month or a year.
To not have a referendum, right, they can do it, they don't need us to make that decision, this is one of, it's a little different than going to the vote of the people and knowing that you want your other councils on board if you're asking voters. They can do it without, but I'm sure they don't want it referred, so they do want the support if they could, but, I'm not sure this group is ready to say, oh, we're 100% on board with the vehicle registration fee.
And on the strategic investment fund, Dan said that it's just a concept.
Yeah, it's a concept, so it's not even a.
It hasn't been vetted through the board, they don't even know, they haven't even agreed to it, so.
So I would say just keep, again, the direction seems to be is you're checking in and you're checking in and bring it back as we see fit to see where, how, you know, what is the temperature? Are they really moving forward this fall or not? Because then that changes this council too.
Yeah, we need to find that out. Because we don't have a first meeting in September, we won't meet till later, but we'll be able to give an update at the next council meeting as well.
Okay.
See if we're talking about.
Okay.
That sounds good, anything else you guys on that? Okay, is that it on the work session, right?
Yes.
So Markley, you wanna give us an update on, we'll have time now for your award.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I put together, and I'll bring it back out, I told her I was going, but I forgot it. I researched the other cities in Clackamas County, I called some of them, sent emails out, did website research to look at public recognition of what cities do. Gladstone hasn't been doing anything because of the turmoil, if you wanna know that information. Milwaukee does some stuff. The interesting thing, and you've heard about this on the radio from Oregon City, is they're trying to name a park, and they put the names, five names out there, and then citizens can go in and vote for the name. And they say the name of such and such, and the reason why. Like a war hero, there was a founding father of Oregon City, so the people kind of a little bio about why they think that name should go forward. And then Wilsonville did something interesting. They got rid of their Volunteer of the Year award and went to a volunteer banquet that Mark, one of the people down there in Wilsonville said that the last one they had, it was over 400 people. And they do it at a hotel like the Monarch or something. They rent the whole space, they do the meal, they have music. It's a really big deal. Then they hand out awards to different people for different things, but they really kind of recognize all of the people. Of course, there's a expense to that. So that's kind of the gamut of ideas. There's awards for youth. Milwaukee hands out a monthly award for youth that does something for the community. There's business awards, which we have talked about in the past but haven't been doing. And I thought that would be a good idea to talk about. Business awards. You're talking about business that's contributed to the community, so it's not just business, but they've done something for the community. So there's all these different kind of awards. There's a list of them. And like I said, and I'll get that packet to you, Jason, as well, and you can scan it and then send it out to people. I think it'll probably be the best.
What packet?
All the information I got from all the websites.
Okay, well, let's talk about the process first, for fairness.
But anyway, I don't think you want to see that.
Yeah, but let's talk about the process, because those are the details we have to decide, you know, as you and I talked about. Is this a process we are moving down, or are we going back to not? So,
let me finish that thought, and then how things were
then we'll go back.
Morphed and stuff. What I explained to the committee, it's a good point, though. The process I explained to the committee is that, or work group, I keep saying committee, but it's a work group. And I send out the email, it was to the work group, not committee. And I explained we're not a committee yet. The process is that we discuss things. I go back and update council, and we kind of say yes or no. This is good, doesn't good. And the example I used with the group was if the group says, we want to rename roads, which I'm not in favor of, and I take that to council, and council says, no, we don't want to rename roads, and that'd be off the table. So we take this wide group of ideas and kind of narrow it down to, here's what we want to do. And then once we have a narrow, kind of a more concrete ideas, we bring that back to council and say, this is what this group wants to do, we're going to do that or not, and then do we form a committee, how do we award this stuff, all that sort of things. Because most of the groups, the committees that do meet, they're like our budget committee, they meet twice a year. You know, they get all the applications in, meet, score them, decide on them, that kind of stuff. So that's kind of the process that we'd follow.
Okay, so, but talking about this process from our, about starting a new process, the meeting we have.
Yes.
That's what I want to talk about. It's not the details. The details are workable and can be worked out at any point in time we want to implement a program like this. So last meeting or whenever it was that we last talked about, that we brought it up, we had, my understanding, and I think the council's understanding, was that we would take this on in January, that not take it on as something new in the summer, and possibly Councilor Drake was going to go just maybe do some leg work to just kind of see what other cities do, so that when come January, we could start maybe a, Councilor Drake has a passion for wanting to do these awards and wanting to see this through, which is great, but when we could find the time, priority-wise, staff-wise, and implementing a whole new thing, we did our, just did our volunteer appreciation, which is not as extensive as what you're mentioning, but, you know, something smaller. So, Councilor Drake went out and did a little bit of that legwork and expanded a little farther than I think the group thought into a work group as opposed to just gathering information. They had a meeting, a discussion. It morphed into some other ideas.
Yes. It did morph.
Which, again, council didn't give the direction, you know, to really go forward with this. So now what does it look like? So Councilor Drake and I met this last week to just kind of maybe refresh my memory and his about, I'm sorry, we didn't say this, we did say this. I'm under the impression that we didn't. Councilor Drake really wants to move it through, but I still don't think that there's, I don't personally think it's appropriate timing. So I said, bring it back to council, pitch your pitch. If the council wants to rethink it, I'm okay with that. I'm not in a battle with Councilor Drake. If you want to pitch that we move forward with it and direct staff to get on this, that's different than just kind of doing some legwork up until January. And then, because I think the banquet issue is not just two meetings a year and deciding who they are, it's a, it could turn into another full event that we have to walk through. And as much as I think Councilor Drake wants to do it himself, you can't do it. We can't. This is not how our functioning works, our functioning body. There's three of us that say yes, and then we direct staff to kind of get it on the docket, not, well, we're going to work on the side and we'll let you know, guys. And it might not work.
So, I think there, though, to be fair, Lori, there's some idea of going to the group of people and saying, is there any interest in the community to do this? And talking to the people, there is an interest in doing this. Because we could have had a meeting, no one show up. We could have had a meeting, people say, no, we're going to do that. People definitely are interested in doing this. I think people are, it's high on people's mind because of this whole high school naming debacle that happened, where they came up with a process and names. And then the school board said, we're not doing any of that. And the school board is still in turmoil about what they're going to do, apparently. So I'm not sure what directions they're going in. But I'd like to talk about how the meeting moved, as we talked about.
Well, that's fine, because I think that that could be the issue. But I want to talk about the process first, and then talk about, do we want to reconsider based on this? Because I think it's fair that you have the information, you might as well share it. But whether or not this is something we want to move forward with, because I do agree with you. I would imagine a lot of people think this is important. It's mm-hmm. not that. It's when do we want to implement a new program? That's my question. It isn't about what is included in the program.
But I think so, too, though. And we had this discussion. I did all the legwork on this, willing to do that. And getting a group of people together to just kind of discuss these things is not pushing the city into doing anything at this point. But I want to talk about morph because that's going to make, I think, a difference if I can do that.
Okay. Are you guys comfortable with that?
Just one quick clarification, Councilor Sherman. So we're talking about volunteer recognition, but then you talked about, you just mentioned the the naming thing, that school naming thing, how does that, that, does that tie into this in some fashion?
The recognition process is not only awards, it could be naming buildings, parks, that kind of stuff, because that's all part of recognizing the public for what they do. And the school naming process, that debacle, brought a lot of this to the forefront. I don't know how many people have followed this on social media, but people that submitted the name Happy Valley were then, some of people on social media called them racist because they didn't pick a name of a person of color, or they didn't support that. And so there's been this real rancor out there, and so it's trying to get people together and go, we don't want to do that here. We want to have a mechanism to recognize people that is a good process, process that people support. I'll tell you more about the school board later, but that's kind of a...
Okay, so I guess this, I'm just trying to kind of wrap my head around the scope of this, so it's a little bit... I originally just kind of thought what we were talking about is our current process is we have a barbecue to recognize volunteers, we nominate some people. It's a, kind of a loose process. It works through staff, we get some ideas, and we look for recommendations. And then the other types of things we do throughout the year where people are recognized, there's just more council proclamations and the like where people are recognized for their contributions, businesses, etc. So to me, that was kind of what we were talking about. So it sounds like this is a, could be a potentially broader scope, you know, putting in place a process, a naming process for future buildings or roads or whatever that case is. I'm a little gun shy, you know, so we would bring that naming process into the city and we get to be the ones that would have the potential for turmoil that we create on our own. And when it comes to the schools, we don't even get to do that.
Right.
No, we're not doing that.
So, okay, I just wanted to make sure, so
but
please continue.
I have to say, this is, you know, people, when you get around people and you talk about things, they talk about kind of widespread. Coming back to council may decide, we're going to use a different process, not a committee to name buildings. And that's fine. It's whatever the city, you know, decides to do as we go through. But allowing people to kind of talk about things and express their viewpoints is important if people have concerns, which is the morph. So we're going to talk about the morph.
Okay,
Councilor,
Okay, go ahead.
So when we brought this up, everyone's supportive of talking about naming things and setting up a process and going through this. Everyone was, you know, 100% in agreement. We need to do something to name people. And the process, the reason why you have a process to name buildings or whatever it is, it's a fair process. This person got recognized, this person didn't. What's the process to do that? So that was kind of where this thing kind of started. During the discussion, this group of people sitting around, they started talking about the high school naming process and how that went bad. Tried to steer them back to us. They kind of wanted to talk about that process. And they were just talking among themselves how bad it was. Now the school board hasn't redefined the process, so they're upset about that. So then they started talking about issues of racial bias and that kind of stuff. It morphed into that. And they started telling stories which were disturbing to me about people that had experienced racial bias in the city. And I said, I've never heard of these things. And they're like, why don't you know? Well, I don't know. Well, there's no, I don't know. And one of them was that somebody's parents, who of Indian descent, a couple, was walking down a street in the neighborhood, and somebody said, you know, you don't belong here. And so they got upset, the neighbors got involved and said, we're going to walk with this couple, elderly couple, so they don't have this happen to them. They told me there was a couple of swastikas, I think it was in chalk, maybe one was in paint, in the Terralon neighborhood that was chalked out or something. And I said, do they know who did it? You know, was it kids? They weren't sure. So they're concerned about racial bias in the city of Happy Valley, but these things are going on. And I said, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to Jason. I told him that. I haven't talked to the city manager. I've never heard this. I haven't heard any of these things. And they said, you know, we should talk about this. Yeah, get the city involved potentially, but what are we going to do about this? And, you know, frankly, I'm sitting there going, I don't know anything about this. I don't know. I have to go back and talk to the council and say, okay, this is what people said. So what are things that we can do? And so there's a lot of things they kind of suggested doing, if they had ideas. These are people, not formal proposals, just ideas they just kind of pinged around the table. Like kind of a free-for-all idea. People have ethics and, not ethics, but racial diversity conferences or diversity meetings. And if you haven't been to one of those before, I go to these all the time, a diversity meeting is just a matter of the different communities, like the Asian community, Hispanic community, LGBT community. They notify these groups and they come and set up a table with all these brochures and information. And that's what they do. And they talk about the Asian community, as an example. And then also during these things, they have sign-up sheets that if you want to be involved in this community, you can sign up and be involved in this community. And these things wouldn't be the city, this is just separate. The Asian community has their own, you know, deal that they do and these other groups. You would just provide a meeting space that they can meet, tables set up, they bring all the materials, and that's it. The other idea they talked about was maybe doing a diversity concert in the park. So they're talking about diversity. Put up tables. Again, that's all they do. So that's the kind of things they ran around. And then I said that I was concerned, if there's these issues going on, are they notifying the city? Because we would need to know about that. And who would they notify, the city? And I said, well, let me talk to the group and see, because I got the sense that these people really didn't call the city. I mean, no, and I don't know if the city's got any phone calls. They haven't. Who do they notify? Who do they talk to? And my concern is this stuff is going around on social media and we're not engaged or involved or notified even of what's going on. So I have never seen anything on social media. I've been in the city for a long time, as we all have, and I haven't heard any of this. And they had several other examples they threw out on the table, so it's something that probably needs to be addressed, obviously. It's a citizen concern. We need to address it. We need to talk about it.
Okay, so comments, questions? Yeah. Councilor Gawley.
So again, going back to the process, I am a little confused because I thought that we were tabling this till January, and not only has it not been tabled, it's actually grown in what we're trying to have, what it seems like a committee tackle now, not just recognition, but now we're also talking naming of buildings and or possibly streets, and now racial inclusion. And
which is separate though, David, it's separate from all of them.
But it's all been lumped into this one work group that you have. It was originally to talk, it seems like, was to talk about recognition. That's why I guess I'm a little confused. That first I thought we were gonna just get some preliminary information, get through a historic election in Happy Valley, which is all of us are up for election. Has that ever happened in the last couple decades? I mean, it's kind of a crazy time in terms of the city and what the staff's got going.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the original was, let's get to preliminary information and let's talk again in January. And now it's morphed from that into even more than just, hey, we want to recognize people. It's now naming buildings and naming roads and inclusion.
Well, not naming roads,
and, what's that?
It's not naming roads necessarily.
Well, you're the one who said naming roads.
Yeah, I use that as an example.
Okay, I guess I'm just concerned at a time that's where we've got, things are getting very compressed right now. I'm not against talking about a committee like this, but I just thought when we last spoke that we were going to hold off on this until we knew the direction of the council or who was on council, and I'm a little, I guess, kind of taken aback that it's jumping this far forward to where we already have a work group where we're already involving citizens that have been told it's not a committee, but still, when you welcome people in and say, we want to hear your input, and then you say, oh, now we're going to hold off, it's not really a good look. So I guess I'm just a little kind of taken aback at the timing, given our last conversation.
Okay. Councilor Sherman?
Yeah, I'm I guess I'll just kind of back up a step from that. You know, the racial bias portion of this, I think that is something that, as a distinct item, I think is an important concept. And I guess, the first thought I have with that is, of course, you know, we're talking about kind of a hearsay type situation where it's, you know, this yeah. person is saying this thing and I heard this other thing and it's these people I know and they heard this other thing happen. So when I hear that and you know, remembering that we have 20,000 residents of Happy Valley in 365 days a year, and for that number of years I can count on one hand how many issues we've heard of this occur, at least during my tenure on city council, and I think it's only been a couple, and neither of those were anything that resulted in, you know, anything really significant. And so I would hate to have a low probability event become kind of the narrative that gets out there, that Happy Valley has a racial inequality issue that we need to get out there and proactively address. At the same time, I think it's good for us to always remember that we have tools out there for people, and it's not a bad thing to remind them that, you know, we have the website for any concerns you have about the city. It can be addressed, you know, personally or anonymously via the website. There's the, if you do, you know, come across a situation like that, you know, the non-emergency police line or the emergency police line, depending on what's happening. I think you kind of hit on the notion that these are issues that maybe aren't being brought forward, and I'm not sure what we do as a council or as a city, if there are issues that aren't being brought forward, you know, that we can do proactively in relation to that. So I do agree, though, those are kind of distinct issues. Getting back to kind of the naming committee or volunteer recognition committee, I do agree that there's a little uncertainty right now in the city and who's going to be part of city council and or the mayor going forward. And I think, that maybe has an impact on the direction of the council, and not until, you know, January we'll have a new city council and everybody in place. And so at least after the election, we can certainly take a look at this and see who the players are and take a temperature kind of moving forward. Because I think what you've indicated is there's no timing imperative right now, is there? I mean, there's nothing kind of put in place that has to happen immediately, or I think waiting, you know, a month or two until kind of after the election, take the temperature, see where we are, and then figure out, is it something we approach at that point?
Yeah, I'd like to separate those out, though, and I hear what you're saying. Between the public recognition and then this new issue, which is separate from that.
Sure, yeah.
The racial things, and also there was that issue in the park that you sent an email about, and so that's another one.
Oh, but yeah, for sure, no, those are completely distinct issues, absolutely.
But part of the problem is, I think when you're saying this is out there, this, I get the sense, and I haven't taken the time to talk to that many people yet, but I get the sense this is already out there. These racial issues that they're talking about are out there in the social media and in the community. It's just, we're not in that loop. And so we haven't been informed that much about it. But it's going on out there because, you know, I got people sitting at the table talking about all these examples. I just gave you a couple of them. It's like, holy smokes. I mean, this, and of course, part of it too, and you know, people didn't have a lot of detail, and I agree with you, you know, how much is going on in the city or the community at large? You know, what area are they talking about? So, I mean, all those things would need to get flushed out. But I think one of the reasons they're not calling the city is, what kind of reaction would they get from the city? What would be our policy? And they asked me, what is the city policy? And I said, I don't know. I'd have to look, because I didn't know off the top of my head. But they said, if we call the city about one of these issues, what's the city process? What do they do with that complaint? I don't know. There should be a process. I mean, we should respond to, just like we respond to citizens who have a parking issue, we respond to it. We take care of an issue or a concern of a citizen. We do that very well. I think the city does a good job of it. So this is another issue that's being raised, a concern, and I think we need to probably talk about that and address it. I mean, if that's going on out there, because I don't want to see this happening, and I don't know what, because again, I'm not involved in those groups. I need to get on, what is it, Next Door?
No. Sorry, you really don't.
Well, I think a couple of things, Council President, I don't know if you have anything to say, but.
I do.
Okay, well, if you wanna say, I think we're talking about so many different things right now as we break that out, so I can.
Overall, I'm supportive of what Council Gregg's talking about here. And if he wants to spend his time and little of the staff time and get a group of people together from the city and talk about these issues, I don't have a problem with that at all. Matter of fact, I'm supportive of it. If you're talking a full-blown committee at this point, I probably would not be in support of that. But a group of whoever you get together and you wanna sit around and talk about what's going in the city and then come to the council and just say, this is what we talked about, I'm supportive of that. I think anytime we can get citizen involvement, then I'm okay. I'm not in favor of, you know, like I said, a full-blown committee and get the staff involved and, you know, we gotta go through the whole thing. But I think if Council Drake wants to spend his time to organize this, sit down and have a conversation, I'm okay with that. I'm supportive of it.
Well, I think we're talking of a couple of different things. It will take staff time if you're talking of an award ceremony. I don't care how we shake that out. You can't have a committee decide on who applications, looking at it, whittling it down, who's inclusive, how it's inclusive, proposing a dinner or anything else without staff being involved. So that's just we don't need to reinvent the wheel for that. People do it all the time in other cities. We know what it could take. And then the criteria is something that would be worked on through whatever committee, and then it would have to be implemented, and then it would have to be part of the program and all that. I would say would probably take an overall of a committee working on this for 6 months. I mean, it just is. And then every year after that, it's just cranking out the thing, but it would take some time with that involved. That's just award ceremony for volunteers or recognizing all, you know, whoever, and whatever committee gets put forward. You'd have to actually have another committee that would be appointed eventually that keeps up on the timing and whatnot. The second thing is the naming of any buildings. That's a real policy, you know, discussion about what that looks like. I mean, right? If you were to go look at that from any other community or city or any other group, those are very detailed policies to come up with, and you'd have to have probably a 1 to 2 day work session of what this group would want to look leading that through and say, what is it inclusive of? Is it diversity? Is it equity? Is it not? Is it just whatever? And what does it include? Buildings, roads? You know, that's probably an actual charrette style with community members and really coming up with some work product to implement. That's two things. And then the third thing, the racial bias. One, you're never gonna stop that because you can't control the people who live here from a council's perspective. So there's two ways to address it. One, if there's a real crime being committed, then of course we already have policy about calling in and saying, hey, we've got hate crime. That's different. If it's just feeling like there's no addressing it by having, you see it all the time in counties more than you do cities, but some cities have them where you do your tables and yeah, you open it up and you know, everybody has a table at every parks thing that shows whichever group wants to be there. They do it on college campuses. They do it. That's just bringing attention to something that maybe we've been light on in our city. And that's to say, well, now we would like to just be, help bring awareness. But that isn't saying we want to fix those people who walk down the streets problem by having a committee. By having a day in the, you know, city hall. There's two different things. These table events that you're talking about where they have a table and you provide it and they can come give their information, those are kind of ongoing. Counties have them, schools have them, colleges have them, cities have them, but they do it, you know, once a year. Or if they want to host their own table, they can do it at any point. Anybody can have a table, I think, at any event if they want to come and put out their flyer. So there's really so many different things that you touched on that I think is a lot of work. They're not just so easy to replicate. It would take, how do we do it? When do we do it? Where do we fit it in? Do we open up every event, public event that we have to all these different groups? That's sometimes what happens. And they morph into that, and that might be what the community wants. After having a group like you're suggesting, they might suggest and say, you know, we do want to have a concert in the park where we're doing, you know, a certain group's
night to honor, you know, they do parades, they do all kinds of things. But those are hard policy questions in general, just to get criteria for and say, oh, how do you guys want to do this? Are you good with that? Are you good with that? You know, I don't believe in naming roads, so we're not going to talk about that. No, it becomes a real open process. So I think we could get ourselves in a good workload with this group if that's what we believe the priorities are. And when do we want to start that? I wouldn't suggest that September is always the easiest time to start that, especially with the change of a council. Thinking about it and keeping, you know, whatever we all want to do, I think is key. But I think we'd really have to write these out and identify who's working on what and then what groups we're starting and watch it morph into stuff. And it's going to get bigger than you think. It happened in a meeting. It got way bigger than you thought it was going to be when you were just going to talk about, because you didn't know what their ideas are. And when you bring community in, which is important, you're going to probably get a few different viewpoints about what your idea and that happened. So if it's just awards, if it's just, you know, equity, then that's just a different, those are, you know, very distinct products, outcomes.
So I've got citizens that have come to me with concerns, and I'm bringing those concerns to you all.
Right.
So I'm talking about the racial and not the award thing.
Yeah.
So what do people want to do with that?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That's a whole different breakout.
It
so
is.
If it's a real concern, like, hey, we've, you know, where did you hear it? When did you hear it? How often did you? I mean, if you've never heard it and they just happened to tell you and they never called in, they just happened, you had their ear, they had your ear for an hour because they were like, hey, we've heard a story here and there. Did it happen in the city? I wouldn't even know how to categorize that to say, what is the city doing? The city's like, I didn't know. We didn't know there was a problem, just like you said. So now, is it proactive or is it reactive? If it's reactive, try to fix what they felt, and the only way we can do it is through proaction and start to have these diversity-type events, that's okay, too. Just when do we want to implement it, and how do we want to start it? It isn't about not answering it, but I'm not sure you can call whoever it is that came to you, and you say, you know what, I talked to the council, and we decided that this is so important, we're going to have a committee next weekend. Like, I don't know if that could be an answer to fix their concern. So Councilor Sherman and Councilor Pleasant.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't at least an interim step be, you know, if you've had people that have brought concerns to you, just like we've had people bring many kinds of concerns mm-hmm. in the city, either you go back to them and say, you know, we've got a process for you to submit these concerns to the city. And it can just be in the form of an email to me, which I can then send to the rest of the council, and it'll ultimately get to the city manager, and he'll address it as properly with the staff. You know, other than that, there's really no other. If they say, oh, well, it was a long time ago, I don't think about it, then it's going to water the bridge.
Let Council President get his thing, because we're down to...
I kind of have a question here. This is basically just a discussion group for now, correct? There's no...
Let Council President finish.
So you're just talking a discussion group for basically the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're just talking about a group of people, Happy Valley residents, getting along and discussing subjects that they're interested in the city.
I don't know what the charge was. When you met with them, I don't know what you said. I don't know. What did you ask
them?
Well,
that's why I asked that question.
I don't know. Councilor Drake, what was the charge you gave them? And then what was, you thought about setting up, there's a meeting set up for September already, and it's a thing, so I don't know.
There's no meeting set up for September yet. What I talked about was just getting together to talk about public recognition and what form that would take. Awards, naming, just kind of threw that out there. So that was kind of their ideal that they came together with.
Right.
But there was a charge from council.
Yeah, but what I was saying is just at this present time, you're just getting people together and talking about topics in the city.
Right.
This is not a decision process. This is not a
no.
committee. This is anything. I look at it as though having a discussion is fine. And even if you wanted to set up a committee, this is something that I don't think could happen till after the first of the year. I don't think you could get it together that fast.
Correct.
So in the meantime, you're going to do 3 or 4 months of, or how often you meet, I don't even know what that is, of just discussions. And I'm not opposed to somebody sitting down talking to the citizens. I'm not opposed to that.
Okay, we have wrap up comments, and then we have to get to regular meeting. Councilor Gullaby, you have
I'm not opposed to the further investigation. I just, my original understanding of when we were here a month ago or whenever the last time we talked about this was that we were going to look at a committee come January, look at starting a committee. So I just want to make sure that we're not trying to have city staff going, trying to create committees. And that's the understanding I was under from the last.
Right. And so Councilor Drake, what does this group think that they are? They're a set group selected, so next meeting is the same group or no?
There's no membership in this group. We haven't gotten that far yet because that was something that had to be discussed by council. All they did, the way the meeting left over, and that's a good point, Lori, is that they want to review public recognition. I encourage them to go out and look at other public websites for cities' award ideas. And then this other thing about the equity issue, that's a concern they've got for us. I will take that to council. And
okay, so we don't have any future meetings scheduled?
Not as this today, as of today, no.
And they're not under any assumption that they'll be on a committee to fix all this yet at this point?
Right, I said I would get back to them after I met with council. Talked to about it.
Okay, so
racial equity issues.
So we're all clear. It's just a conversation. Nobody's making work, staff's not doing anything.
Yep.
And we're not doing anything at this point. You're gathering more information on your own.
I could do that. I'm good.
Okay. All right, let's adjourn.
Thank you.
I think it's going to be quick.
I just don't.
Put everything on consent now.
Afterwards, too.
That's yeah, I hope I'm high again on that damn seat.
Are you raised up again?
I know.
Yes, I did. Kaiser.
Yep. This way.
Are you going to endorse me?
Since you're first, I'm going to give you my.